Over summer, we're bringing you podcast recommendations this week. In the first instalment, Zoe Ferguson brings you some documentary podcasts for your listening pleasure this summer.
Responsible for atrocities in the Middle East and attacks in the West, so-called Islamic State is a terrifying beast. Rukmini Kalamachi is a journalist for the New York Times, and in the podcast Caliphate, she reports on the Islamic State and the fall of Mosul. You probably wouldn't guess that a podcast about Islamic State would have such great music and sound design, but it does. It's hugely compelling to listen to Rukmini attempting to answer the questions: who are the people behind Islamic State and what drives them to join such a group? And after being fought for nearly two decades and costing the US billions of dollars, she asks the question, who are we really fighting? Here she is talking to Radio National's The Drawing Room in November 2018.
And unfortunately, since 9/11, things have only gotten worse. There are more terrorist groups today than there were on the eve of 9/11. There are more members of Al-Qaeda and now ISIS than there were on the eve of 9/11. It's not even close. On the eve of 9/11, there were just a few hundred Al-Qaeda fighters around the world. In the most recent estimate by the Pentagon and by the United Nations, in Iraq and Syria, even after the loss of all of the cities that ISIS has lost, the group is estimated to have around 30,000 fighters, more than 30 times the troop strength of what Al-Qaeda had on the eve of the most destructive terrorist attack in the West. You have to understand the unbelievable pull of the propaganda that this group puts out. I have spent by now a lot of time inside of their chat rooms, and I have viewed many of their videos. These are videos that are as slick as anything that Hollywood would put out. And the narrative that they push out is that the West is in a battle against Islam.
Another popular choice is Serial's highly anticipated season 3, which came out in September 2018. And unlike its first and second seasons, which focused on one incident each, the third changed pace. It plants the listener in the Justice Center in Cleveland, Ohio. Sarah Koenig chose this setting because of the access she and the team were granted, creating a fly-on-the-wall approach to better understand the US justice system.
If you've listened to Serial before, you probably know that our first season was about a murder case in Baltimore. Ever since that story aired, people have asked me and the people I work with, what does that case tell us about the criminal justice system? And the answer is, the case of Adnan Syed wasn't typical in any way. Defendant with no criminal record, private defense attorney, rarest of all, a six-week trial. The vast majority of cases don't even go to trial. I don't think we can understand how the criminal justice system works by interrogating one extraordinary case. Ordinary cases are where we'd need to look. This season of Serial, we do just that. We take a look at the entire criminal justice system. A year inside the criminal courts in Cleveland, Ohio. We chose Cleveland because they let us record everywhere. Courtrooms, back hallways, judges' chambers, the prosecutor's office. And then we followed those cases outside the building, into neighborhoods, into people's houses, and into prison. Every case we looked into, there came a time when I said, wait, this can't be happening. And then it did.
So the series is essentially one courthouse told week by week, and there are 9 episodes, so if you haven't started or finished season 3, there's plenty there to binge on. And if you're after a wide shot at history and the links between events and people, then The Thread is for you. The podcast's third season dropped in late 2018, and it looks at the history of nonviolence.
Can a single powerful idea remake the world? Each season on The Thread, we travel backwards, one story at a time, in order to discover, essentially, how one thing leads to another. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the death of the iconic civil rights leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And so, in season 3 of The Thread, we explore the origins of a powerful idea, one very near and dear to the heart of Dr. King: nonviolent resistance.
For several weeks now, we, the Negro citizens of Montgomery, have been involved in a nonviolent protest against the injustices which we have experienced on the buses for a number of years.
This season, we trace the path of a truly revolutionary idea and bear witness to the rise of a new force for achieving social change. And we will learn about some of the hidden figures who don't always make it into the history books, but who managed to change the world from its shadows. over more than a century of history, and across the globe, from Boston to Russia to South Africa to India to a 27-year-old preacher in Alabama.
Let us never fight with falsehood and violence and hate and malice, but always fight with love.
It's an addictive podcast and one to catch up on if you haven't heard the first two seasons, which explored Gloria Steinem and the murder of John Lennon.
That's our podcast reviewer, Zoe Ferguson, there with her picks for documentary podcast this summer. We'll bring you more recommendations throughout the summer season, so do stay tuned for those.